Word on Today FM.
The last word on travel is staying domestic this week. Irish Christmas markets. Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. I think it's fair to say, I think Waterford and Winterval is your favourite of what's on offer.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, it's definitely probably our biggest and our most popular market. It's a 12-year anniversary this year. I've been twice. Really good for families. Just so many free activities. There's 40 different events, 17 of them are free. So, you know, whilst it's great to go to the Ferris wheel and the fun fair and Lego workshops and all these kind of things that are, that, you know, which can add up price wise, there are loads of free activities as well. So one of the things that I loved is this Winterval Illuminations that starts at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the evening, right in Arundel Square. And it reminds me of like a mini disco on holidays. You see all the kids dancing away and it's just really, really nice kind of family experience. And then this blast of snow kind of comes out over the crowd at the end. It just lasts 10 minutes, but it's really nice. And there's lots of, there's a glow garden where you've got lots of illuminated lights everywhere. And there's an elf trail where you have to find all the Viking elves across the city. And yeah, so it's a great mix of free and paid events. You've got your market stalls. I'd say it's probably more family orientated than, for instance, Belfast, which is another one that I thought was really, really good this year.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the Belfast Christmas market, which I think it's going about 20 years now.
That's right. And this is the first year I've been. People had told me for years it was really good, but I suppose it's more adult focused, I would think. There is a helter skelter there and a carousel, but it's definitely had a more of a kind of an adult feel. But it's absolutely fantastic. Like, it's more like continental style markets than I was expecting. There's over 100 market stalls there. And whilst there's obviously lots of local produce and all the food that's there, you know, comes from local suppliers, there's a huge mix of international stalls as well. So it just, you feel like you're away, you've gone away somewhere. You know, you pick up those kind of little Christmas houses that you're from Lithuania or Estonia, and you get different kind of, you know, your bratwurst and your glue wine, and from all, like, lots of people over from various countries, 30 different countries around the world. So I loved that about it. I kind of felt like I had travelled to somewhere in Europe or something. And they're open daily too, which is another thing. So, you know, with the train service is so good now into the new train station, for weekends can be busy, but you could just go overnight or you could go up for the day anytime during the week, which I thought was another great bonus as well.
Okay, what's on in Dublin?
Dublin, yeah, it's always a bit of a controversial one, and we always think we should have more. In fairness, this year we do have the Dublin Castle Christmas Market, which is always popular. It's a free event, you don't need tickets, at Dublin Castle, about 25 to 30 market stalls with lots of local crafts and food. There's live music, there's choirs, there's a vintage carousel, there's a bar there, so really lovely atmosphere. It's open just until the 18th of December. Again, it's open daily. But we've a new market this year in Dublin as well, at Smithfield Square. So I think this is badly needed. We could probably do with something even bigger again. But anyway, this looks good. I haven't been, but I've heard some good things about it. Again, there's a big wheel there. There's an ice skating rink. There's an ice sculptures at Ireland's first ever ice museum. So lots of activities going on there. Plus you have your market stalls, and you've got lots of food, mulled wine, artisan foods. And there's a snug, see, there's like an alpine lodge where you can have a drink. Loads going on there as well. And what I like about that is it's open until the 2nd of January. So sometimes, you know, over Christmas when you're sort of looking for something to do, you still want something festive. It could be a lovely thing to do after Christmas as well.
Okay, and then there's a few other Christmas experiences in Dublin, are there?
Yeah, we have lots of new experiences actually this year. The Dublin Winter Lights, which most people will know all around the city, and they've added some extra locations. There's 18 locations now. Merrion Square and the National Museum of Collins Bars are ticketed, but they're like €2. It's like a nominal fee for an adult, and then you can bring, I think, up to 4 kids with you. So they're the only ticketed ones. And then there's lights in all the other. Stephen's Green has new lights this year, the Liffey Boardwalk, loads of different places for those. And Wonder Lights, which is People may have known it from Malahide Castle. It's been in Malahide Castle for years. It's a kind of Christmas experience. They've expanded now. They're in Marley Park as well. And they're also in Fota House in Cork. So that's, again, very, very popular with families. Open until the 4th of January. So something you could do, you know, after Christmas as well, if you want.
I presume Eyre Square in Galway is the location for a Christmas market, given that it's perfectly located and has the space.
It is, and I've been there myself. Great Christmas market. Again, it's been running, I think this is his 14th year. They're open daily. I think during the week it's 12 to about 8, and then the Thursday to Sunday it's open later. Again, lots of market stalls. I was there a couple of times. Great value as well if you want to overnight, and a lot of the hotels there I found over the last couple of years. But again, there's always a great buzz. You've got your lots of local handcrafts and stalls like that, but you also have your bratwurst and your glue wine. There's a big wheel there, there's a carousel, a helter skelter, so there's also Santa. You can visit Santa, so yeah, lots going on. That's a really, really popular one, and literally you can get the train. You don't even have to drive, walk, and right in the middle of Eyre Square. So great location as well.
What do they have in Cork?
Yeah, Cork. You might know the Cork one better than myself now, but this year they seem to have Loch Corkmas is what they call their Christmas festival, and it's running up until the 30th of December. They have, again, in the Grand Parade, they have a big Ferris wheel. They've also got this lighting installation that you can step inside. I believe it's fantastic. You can also pre-book the Ferris wheel online, which I thought was great, because sometimes people, you know, these queues or kids are afraid they won't get on and things like that. You can pre-book the tickets. And then they have a market, a Christmas market in Emmet Place at the weekends. So lots of different kind of illuminations, gingerbread house, Santa's postbox, things like that. And then this lighting installation is supposed to be very good as well. And then that Wonder Lights I was saying in Dublin is going to be in Fota House in Cork this year as well.
Take us into Wicklow, because there's a few Christmas markets in Wicklow, aren't there?
Yeah, Wicklow could be a good one for families looking for a day out because of a choice. You've got the traditional Wicklow Christmas markets that have a fun fair and a train, little mini train, plus about 40 different craft stalls, only open at weekends, but they seem to have a huge amount going on. They have an eco-alpine skate trail, whatever that is, that sounds good, lots of entertainment as well. But I thought what was good about Wicklow is there's also the Kilruddy Christmas market, again on at weekends, and you've got Avondale Forest Park, you know, where Ireland's largest slide. I don't know if you've been there, but it's a brilliant day out for families. They have a treetop nightlights. So you could combine the markets with the nightlights. It could be, if you wanted to make a complete festive day out.
And very briefly, what's Kilkenny got?
Kilkenny, Yule Fest in Kilkenny is a popular one again, been going for a few years. It's in the centre of Kilkenny and they've lots of market stalls with local crafts, entertainment as well. Last year there was a big Santa truck came there, again a very popular one. But there's also a small family run market in Mountain View, and they have a weekly festive market as well, and they've got lots of market stalls and different food. They've also vintage clothes and lots of local handcrafts from all around Ireland.
Thank you very much, Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie.
The Last Word on Today FM.